Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. You can follow Brian at BMitch Live NBCS. You can follow me at JP Finley NBCS. You can follow the show at BMitch and Finley. Follow Cody, Cody Shook underscore. Follow Jim Andrew Mullins the second, Landfill at Mullins 1067. I got something for you, B.
What you got?
This is from Steve Shinevi. Fox 5, through week
is
four.
Is that Shinevi?
Maybe. Is it Shinevi?
I think that's how I hear him pronounce it.
I apologize.
I just heard him pronounce his name.
Okay,
before.
Steve Shinevi. Through week four, Washington football team has the lowest average attendance, 51,435, and lowest percentage of seats filled at 62.7 in the NFL. Only one other team is under 85% capacity.
Question.
That is bad.
Didn't they change the seats to be only 60-some thousand, but they're still judging it based off of the 92,000?
I don't know that.
Because 51 is more like 60% of 92,000 instead of, because I think
of
they,
65.
They covered all those seats to get it down to 60-some
I think 000. The number's still higher than that, though, because in 2019, when they had all that stuff covered up, they were averaging 65,488. And they had already removed the stuff from the top and covered up the sides. And
I was just asking because I know that the numbers, when it opened up, it was supposed to be a 92,000 seat stadium, and that 51% sounds closer to like 67% to me.
That's true.
51,000. I mean,
there is no in a world of juice numbers, right? And hell, I got my start from digital media. There's no more juice numbers in the world than what people will come up with on digital media numbers. And now we live in a pro football focus and analytics. There's a million different metrics. Ticket numbers are juiced out of this world. Ticket numbers are Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa, okay? But just go to FedEx.
Kind of good, right?
The joint is empty. Like, I don't care because I know you've sold them and I know some people show up.
I don't know if I saw 57,000.
Yeah, dude, no chance. I bet the opener was 45. I bet the Giants game.
But whatever is purchased, whether you come or not, if it's already purchased, it still counts.
Dude, right.
Yeah.
Listen, to the people that are counting the dollars, purchase counts. Yeah. But I'm not. True or false, there will be fewer than 40,000 people at this Sunday's game against the Saints.
Well, I know a lot of people from New Orleans told me they're coming to the game.
So. I believe that. I think if Drew Brees was still playing and this was the Saints from a few years ago, it'd be packed with gold.
Yo, man, we should have a lot of crab leg people at the game.
I had Maryland crabs last night. I almost
texted Jameis will
picture.
Be there, so there's going to be at least one.
You had Louisiana crab by way of Maryland.
We'll find out if Jameis is eating dubs this weekend. I want to keep it to the Washington football team, though. Listen, we still have callers about Heinicke as a top 15 quarterback, and I'm cool with that. We're going to get to you. But Ron Rivera said something really interesting this morning talking to Ron Rivera's on with the Junkies once a week. You should listen to it. It's 8:20 every Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. I actually listened to it this morning.
I thought it was pretty good. I love that Ron just says the S on the radio, and they had to remind him, like,
he
Coach.
Said it, he said it twice.
Right. Coach, you're not allowed to say that.
That sounds like the guy I know that played for the 85 Bears.
Totally. Totally.
I like that dude.
He gets into, like, I'm talking with the boys zone when he's talking with the junkies, for sure.
Yeah.
We could talk about the DEA. We could talk about the quarterback. We can talk about a lot of things. John Bostic has been the linebacker that plays the most, he and Cole Holcomb. Bostic's out for the year. They got problems at linebacker. Landfill, let's hear what the plan is at linebacker.
That's one of the things that we'll talk about, as we go through the rest of the day. We'll promote Jordan Kanasik, who's a young man I had with me in Carolina a couple of years ago, and then he came and played for us last year and had a couple of snaps last year. He's a solid football player. But, again, we will look. We have some moves that we'll have to make in terms of having to replace guys on the roster. But, yeah, we're going to look and see what else is out there. I mean, it's one of those things that, unfortunately, as we go through this, there's going to be injuries. And that's one of the one thing that's kind of nice is – I shouldn't say nice, but it's the thing that's kind of happening in the trend of the league is that you're not playing with three linebackers anymore. A lot of teams are playing with two linebackers for the most part. You know, so the opportunity to play more sub package is going to be there. We can play a lot more of the Buffalo package we have in terms of having the three safeties in the game together at the same time.
So a lot there. That was Ron Rivera who spoke with the junkies this morning talking about the linebacker situation. EB asked him specifically about Michael Kendricks, who's a player that Washington signed last season. Kendricks played most of his career with the Eagles, played a little bit with Seattle. But he actually played a game for Washington last season. I wouldn't be stunned if he's back.
Mm-hmm.
But Ron is openly admitting, hey, we're going to go look at veteran tight ends or linebackers, and maybe they won't even be veterans. And he's right. Like, people get so caught up in base defenses, 3-4, 4-3. Most of the time they're playing nickel, and most of the time there's two max linebackers on the field. You'd like to think that those linebackers are Jamin Davis and Cole Holcomb. You got to add to the group. B, I'm going to throw some names at you and tell me if you're interested. Jamie Collins.
Yes.
Collins has been in the NFL a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a guy that has helped. I think the Lions released him earlier this year, but he had 101 tackles last year for Detroit. Two seasons ago, he had 7 sacks and 81 tackles in New England.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested there, right?
Yeah, of course.
EB brought up Michael Kendricks, who played here last year, wasn't very productive in one game here last season, but 2 years ago with the Seahawks, he had 71 tackles in 14 games with 3 sacks.
Yeah, I would think he can be more productive than what we've had.
Another name that certainly gets thrown at me on Twitter all the time is Reuben Foster.
I think he's done.
Do you know the last time he played a game?
2.5, 3 years ago.
2018, and it was like October of 18. So we are 3 seasons removed from it. I don't think he's ever going to play again. So I think people need to stop asking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got you remember Will Compton?
Yeah.
Will Compton played here, played with the Titans, played with the Raiders.
I think Will is 100% into podcast mode. He vacations a lot, has a lot of fun. I don't think he's in football shape right now.
So Will quote tweeted me this morning and said, if the boys want to add another dash of salt to their linebacker core, put in a good word. I suppose he's the salt among the pepper.
Yeah, I guess, and I'm going to tell you, I don't think he's ready. I follow him on Instagram, and so he ain't ready for no football right now.
He seems like he's enjoying himself.
Wasn't the fastest guy when he was playing. He's even slower right now.
There's one other thing I wanted to point out when we had the linebacker conversation. And I think it's far too premature to be dismissive of Jamin Davis. We're 4 games into his NFL career. But one guy that I liked for the Washington football team last year during the draft process was Notre Dame linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. And that name was always tough for me, so I'm going to call him JOK from here on out. Koramoah has been one of the best linebackers in football through four games. Washington not only didn't take him at 19, they took Jamin Davis. He was still there when they took Sam Cosmi in the second round.
But didn't they say that they didn't? Many people didn't draft him because they were unsure of his position.
But in a league, so yes, but in a league that's getting.
But aren't we also the team that said we like position flex?
And in a league that's getting away from playing a base defense to playing more nickel anyway, and this guy's specialty is a coverage guy, I don't know.
One thing that was said in that interview, though, that I'm kind of afraid of right now, the comment was made that people are playing two linebackers. We can play more base, more nickel packages. What that means is they can run on you more, too. That's troubling because we already weren't good against the run.
J.O.K. Now, granted, that Browns defense is pretty good, and I think their offense plays legit complementary football, the way they run the football. But J.O.K. has the highest pro football focus grade of any linebacker in the league. Lanville, if possible, pull up linebackers and tell me where Jamin Davis is, because how many linebackers do you think pro football focus has rated through four games? I'm going to guess it's somewhere around 200.
All of them.
Well, you got 32 teams, say at least five guys are playing. That's 160 or yeah. Something. I bet they've got, I don't know how deep they go.
Good,
that was pretty good, right? I'm good when it's fives and tens. Let's hear it, Lanville.
Jamin Davis is 45 out of 81.
Okay.
Where do you think John Bostic is? 80 out of 81.
I thought we were really low, and we still weren't low enough. Where's Holcomb?
I think he was 30. His grade's terrible, but he's actually top 30. Apparently all linebackers suck.
Who's one?
I'm Matt Milano of the Bills.
Yeah.
He's number one?
Number one.
He makes a lot of plays, though. He's solid, dude.
So, B, you and I talked about this during the break a bit. Do you expect the Washington football team to sign a Jamie Collins or a Michael Kendricks?
I would, because after hearing Ron say, you know, those veteran players, you know, it's easier to teach them things, I would. You know, listen, we've tried the young, are we going to teach them? Because we're changing the culture here. So we want to be able to influence people, have control. To hell with that. You're here to win football games. So you need to bring in football players that may have some experience that can help you teach some of these young guys. The league, to me, on a lot of teams, has become too many young people trying to be leaders and lead teams when they don't know how to play this damn game themselves at this level. Why not bring somebody in that can probably be an extra coach for you inside the locker room?
Can't hurt. And you got to wonder, with the amount of young players they have defensively, when you watch, you talked about this the other night, Van Der Esch lines up Micah Parsons to where he needs to go.
No, Parsons lined up Van Der Esch.
But, and then they're helping each other make plays. Yeah. I mean, you can use that stuff.
Yeah, but it's just like, listen, man, we made some decisions, and they may end up being the best decisions. But right now, they don't seem to be like they're the best decisions. But that dude, Micah Parsons, he's playing at a Pro Bowl level right now. Four games into it.
Now, he at least went ahead of Washington's draft pick. Owosu Karamoah went much later.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, those kind of decisions are going to be brought up. It's too early to make any declarations, right?
Yeah.
But it's those kind of decisions are going to be discussed. Lambert, what's up with line one? I can't take it.
You can't take it.
Tell David and Marilyn to call back.
We'll do that.
I don't know if that works, but can you tell them, Cody? All right, well, David and Marilyn, if you're listening, call back, because something's wrong with line one. I think defensively something has to happen, obviously. I mean, the defense has just been so bad now through four games. I just don't know that it will be. I mean, we talk about...
But listen, don't we always hear... Listen, and I hope he was doing something, a bit or something. But Ron said most teams are playing two linebackers and you can play more base and nickel packages and all that type of stuff. Remember he always said we're not going to give other people our game plan? If anybody pays attention, right there, you just told me we probably going to be playing this. I will come into this game with all type of runs against you. So I hope that was something to just be throwing it out there. And but like, we going to really try to get us a linebacker. I hope that's the case. Because I come in and I'm a passing team. I still think my five linemen will beat your four down linemen.
And we're going to think so.
And we're going to see what your linemen can do.
Let's squeeze
what
in
your linebackers can do.
Squeeze in our guy, Jupe. Jupe, what's up, man? You're on with B-Mitch and Finley.
Fellas, real quick. First, I got to do my victory ritual. Woo! All right, got it out of the way.
Glad to have it.
These next couple weeks going. These next couple weeks about to be brutal, though. But I'm with you guys. I feel like them letting Ryan Kerrigan go might have hurt Chase Young and Sweat because of everything being said, that experience that he could have been teaching to them guys. And maybe we should have let somebody like Tim Settle go. I don't know. I'm just throwing out my opinion. I don't know everything. I'm just saying what I say because I just feel like that experience maybe could have helped Chase and Sweat now from what's going on these past couple of games.
Thank you,
Jupe. That's all I got. Yeah. I'll let y'all.
All right, bro.
It's a fair call because Chase Young last season talked significantly about what RK, as he called him, about how much Kerrigan meant to him in kind of that leadership mentor role. Now, Jupe said you could let Tim Settle go. In no way would I do that. They play different positions, but you could have Casey Tuhill or James Smith Williams. You got these other guys behind there. I think, I don't know what Kerrigan's production would be. I don't know that it would be that much different than maybe what we've seen from the guys playing behind Young and Sweat right now. But I mean, Chase Young told us how much of an impact he had on a personal side. And I think, listen, Kerrigan has never been the superstar that Chase Young was this summer, right?
He was producing, though.
But Kerrigan also had some commercials. Kerrigan also got flown around and did some stuff. And he might be able to tell Chase, like, hey, when you fly to L.A. for 2 weeks, don't forget to work on your reverse bull move or whatever it is. Like, Kerrigan, look, my point is...
No, I think you're making sense.
Like, Kerrigan has been in the limelight. Maybe not as bright, but he's been in the limelight.
Yeah.
And he might have been able to prepare CY99 for some things.
The slightest thing from a player who's done the things that Kerrigan has done, the slightest comment from him can help you more than something from a coach.
And those two had a tight relationship.
Players listen to coaches more than they do coaches. It's just a natural thing. It's like if your boss tell you something at work, you normally think, oh, he always tell me what to do. But if one of your counterparts at work say, yeah, man, I think this would be a better way to do it, you normally listen to him more than your boss. Although the boss could tell you, well, I'll fire you then.
Or like teenagers not listening to their parents, but maybe they'll listen to like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're both learning at the same time. But you think he knows more than your dad and mom who went through it already.
Right. A good one, this is from Dan's Cavalry on Twitter. He says, or you could maybe just move Landon Collins to linebacker.
People keep saying that. We're going to take us a break. We get back. We're going to discuss that.
Okay, we'll do. We're doing that next right here on The Fan. B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Been a packed show, been a fun show. Talking Washington football. We had a baseball segment scheduled and just plowed right through that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lamville didn't want me to talk baseball anyway. There is a wild card game tonight. I'm going to watch it. You going to watch?
Maybe.
B. Mitch talked about baseball for 1 minute, and that's enough.
That was to find out if the Mets were playing?
You didn't hear him. You didn't hear my
I heard that.
It was about the baseball.
I heard that.
I did my good thing.
I'm going
to
watch that.
I was
going
to add something to it just in case, you know, if it was.
I'm going
to
watch that tonight, and we
I probably would, but that's all I've been doing. I go home, and I'm sitting around, and I get bored, so I start watching sports, and, you know, me and one of my friends, you know, either Basil or Tito, you know, we just sit down and talk with each other. Last night, Tito and who else was it? Ginger. Yeah, ginger beer. We were talking to each other.
I talked with Tito last night, and I talked with Miller last night.
Yeah.
And
Tito and Ginger, they come together for some reason.
So you're muling it up, huh?
Yeah, I was muling it last night.
All right. Right now,
ginger beer.
Speaking of mules.
Man, looking at me like, what the hell?
Speaking of mules, they are cousins of donkeys, also known as jackasses, and we have Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington line.
Pete, one day you got to just punch him in his face. He'll leave you alone.
Hello, Peter. How do you do, buddy?
That was a really good puzzle piece there, a little connection from donkeys to jackasses to me. That was well played, JP. I hung out with my friend Evan Williams a couple nights ago. He's a good guy. I don't know if you guys probably hung out with him when you were much younger before he started mixing it up with Tito's.
Pete gets hype when we go to the liquor store because there's like two colors. There's like Evan Williams green that's $7, and then the Evan Williams black is like $11. And he's like, oh, it's going to be an Evan black night.
Label.
He really thinks he knows something, like, because he knows a little.
Are you drinking Evan Williams on the rocks, dude?
Yeah, I do it. It's kind of my Sunday night tradition. I'll write my my Monday AM story, and I want to feel like a grizzled journalist. So I'll pour it over some rocks, and we're good to go.
Can I ask you a question? You know that rocks is ice, right? Like, you're not actually putting rocks in a cup.
Yeah, I'm not going out to my courtyard and digging up gravel or, like, walking around the mountains and finding little pieces of rock. It is ice cubes. Mitch Tischler got me my own, like, you know, big ice ball maker, so I put that in my freezer and drop it in my little glass, and we're good to go.
All right, let's talk about this Washington football team. 2-2, the Saints are coming to town. Are you more concerned about their defense or optimistic about their surprising offense?
I'm really, really optimistic about the offense, but at the same time, I'm still more concerned about the defense because the issues we're seeing are repeating themselves week after week. William Jackson III continues to let guys go by him, and then the safety is not there to back him up. That's something that is repeatedly happening, and they're telling us that it is easily correctable, but it is yet to be corrected. The linebackers, we know that John Bostic isn't that great of a football player, but he's still in the starting lineup. And if coaches are letting him play over the backups, that's got to make you concerned about the backups. And those backups are going to play now because Bostic is done for the year. I know JP likes to give me S because I've supported Troy Apke in the past. Well, with Torrey McTyer down, Benjamin St. Juice in concussion protocol, we're getting close to Apke playing corner. So there's just issues abound from personnel to execution to a lot of things on defense, and hey, the best player, Chase Young, has still yet to record a sack.
So, your concern for the defense goes up if Appy's going to have to play cornerback, right?
Yeah, it's inevitable. I can't even pretend or joke around that it wouldn't. It would definitely go up, B. Mitch. He's not supposed to be out there, and he's getting close to being out there.
Well, you look at the fact that Bostic is out now for the year, and, you know, there's all kinds of things. We heard him earlier this season, in the offseason, talk about Landon Collins possibly playing linebacker, and he said he wasn't doing that. He's playing safety or whatever. At this point, do you think they need to sign somebody else, or will they try? Like, Ron was talking to the Junkies this morning saying, well, most teams are playing these base packages, playing just two linebackers anyway. I don't think that's the key to moving forward.
Yeah, they've tried this five-down lineman, two-linebacker defense for all season, and it just hasn't really made much of an impact. You would think, okay, getting one of your linebackers off the field to put on Matt Ioannidis or Tim Settle or an extra D lineman, which is supposed to be your strength, would help, but I haven't really seen it do much or raise the ceiling of this defense. So in terms of what they'll do going forward, I like the idea of seeing Khalik Hudson on the field. I know others are skeptical of it because he's inexperienced and smaller, but at least that guy is able to move better, so hopefully he can at least do something in coverage and be quicker getting to his zones and stuff. But whether they sign somebody, it's going to be a Jamie Collins or a Michael Kendricks or one of these linebackers. There's no real difference maker available anymore. The difference making chance for them was to sign somebody in free agency who's really good or draft Jamin Davis and hope he pans out. Well, we're going to see if the second outcome happens because the first outcome didn't. And they're already thin. They were thin coming in, and they just lost the guy who is their starter. So I'm not very excited about what's going to happen going forward, Brian, and there's really no correct answer. They just got to hope that other units on the defense play well, I think, to try and mitigate their weak linebacking core.
Talking with Pete Haley here on the BetQL guest line. Pete Haley, of course, covers the Washington football team for NBC Sports Washington. You said something interesting there that you're really excited about the offense. What makes you really excited about that group?
So I think what they did with Curtis Samuel, it was the appetizer to the entree, but I really liked the appetizer. It was like Boom Boom Shrimp and Bonefish Grill or something. Bang Bang Shrimp, excuse me, not Boom Boom Shrimp. I don't want to get my shrimps mixed up there. Curtis, they were really creative, and I think you saw immediately that he is a huge part of this offense. They were able to do a lot of things with him that they couldn't do with De'Ami Brown or J.D. McKissic. They moved him around a ton. He was really good in the short area, and I think as he gets healthier and plays more, they're going to start getting him involved intermediate and deep. But they had him behind the quarterback at one point for a screen pass. They were doing a lot of jet sweeps, a lot of fake stuff. They would have him swing out and fake a screen to him, and that would move the defense, and they'd be able to hit somebody else. So I think that is going to raise the ceiling of this group, and just more evidence that Taylor Heinicke is quite good and quite effective. He's excellent when the clock is tight, when those situations matter quite a bit, where he has to move the offense in a rapid succession of, you know, plays. And I think he just is continuing to get better and has a lot of knowledge. And then J.D. McKissic, Antonio Gibson, those running backs, and Jarrett Patterson a little bit too. I think their running back group is really deep and really good at all aspects. So I love where the offense is going. I think Scott Turner, his playbook is expanding now that Samuel's back and guys are in some appropriate roles.
Samuel's coming in is a plus, but when Logan Thomas gets injured, and we don't know, week to week, could be one, could be two, we don't know about that. Does that affect things just a little bit?
It definitely affects things, and Logan is a really good player, and I don't want to downplay his importance. But, I mean, he hasn't been as involved so far this year as he was last year, and I think that's because last year, with Haskins in there, throwing to Logan in those short passes, those 7-8 yard areas, was easy for Dwayne because he couldn't really do anything else. So he leaned on Logan quite a bit. But with Taylor's able to find Terry deep down the field. He's able to hit his checkdowns. He's able to get other guys involved, so that tight end isn't as much of a need. It's a security blanket for a lot of guys, but maybe when you have a person who knows the offense a lot better, he doesn't need to lean on that kind of plan B, plan C. So again, Logan is a really good complete tight end, and I'm not saying Ricky Seals-Jones and John Bates will fill in for him, you know, for 2 months if that's what it has to be. Of course, it's not probably not going to be that way, but I think they can get by for a couple weeks using those tight ends in Logan's replacement, especially because Logan, while he's great in the red zone, they haven't used him a lot in the middle of the field, I don't think.
I'm talking with Pete Haley here from NBC Sports Washington. Beamish, you think I'm high on this offense or Heinicke? Are you hearing Pete here? You sound very, very high on kind of this offense going forward.
But I expect to hear that from Pete.
Is there any chance you think the rug could get pulled out from all of this and maybe some codes get cracked?
I mean, sure. Ashburn is undefeated. Rugs could get pulled out from under us all the time. But in addition to kind of the weapons and what Heinicke's doing, and a lot of this goes on Heinicke. I mean, if he plays like he did in Buffalo, which is totally possible for him to do that against the Saints, where he's being overly risky and throwing balls over the middle that he shouldn't be throwing, then everything else kind of falls beneath him, and everything kind of comes crumbling down. But I haven't even talked about the O-line, which is protecting him really well. And between his mobility and their sort of surprising play, they have a rookie tackle who's holding up quite well. Wes Schweitzer, I know, graded well in Sheriff's replacement. We got to see if that continues for the next couple weeks. But that group is overperforming. So just the offense as a whole, yeah, maybe I am a little too excited. And their one bad performance against the Saints, mirroring what they did against Buffalo to sort of knock my optimism down again. But I just, they impressed me. They move the ball. They're able to score quite a bit. And I feel much better when they're on the field as opposed to Jack Del Rio's group.
Measure one question, or two questions. How did you? What did you say about the Giants prior to us playing? You said they were a good team or a bad team?
One more time? What's the question?
The Giants. Were they good? When people ask you questions about Washington playing the Giants, what was your thought?
I said the Giants stink and Washington was going to shut them out.
Okay, what did you say about Atlanta when they were about to play them?
I said this is a get-right game and Matt Ryan is old and slow and they're going to sack him 5 times and they're going to win by like 10 or 12 points.
All right, so don't you think that you may want them to do this against a team that you don't think stinks before you start getting that excited?
Yeah, of course. You always want to see them play against better opponents to see if sort of their progress is real or fake. But again, I think Terry McLaurin and Heinicke are going to be able to connect at all times against any opponent. I think Antonio Gibson is growing as a running back, and that 1-2 punch of him and McKissick is going to be effective on most Sundays. I mean, Heinicke is, again, he's a wild card. He's kind of like Fitzpatrick, where there's going to be Sundays where he just blows up from the first throw and nothing ever gets on track. But I think this group is able, you know, they're not going to score 34, but I think they can be counted on for 24 or so every week, which last year 24 was like 50. So I'm really impressed with the progress they've made. I'm sorry, I just think.
Yeah, I mean, I think offensively there has been progress. We'll see how long it lasts. Last one, we do true or false every Tuesday, and true or false, the Washington football team's offense will finish ranked higher than the defense. End of the season, 17 games.
So I think the offense will probably be in that 15-18 range. So it's a question of whether the defense will become average or slightly above it. I don't think they will right now. And I know the defense has hopefully some regression to the mean coming on third downs and a few other areas, but they just aren't playing well, and it continues to happen. I continue to get my hopes up, and they continue to disappoint me. So I think the offense will finish slightly ahead of the defense, which is just shocking. And if you told this to Peter from September 11th, 2021, Peter, as opposed to, you know, October 5th, I'd be like, wow, one day before the season, you're saying this, you big fat idiot. But now I think it's totally true. The offense is going to be better than the defense.
All right, Pete, we always appreciate the time, buddy. Right, everybody, brother, give him a follow at Pete Haley, NBCS.
Peter,
doing good work for NBC Sports Washington. Take care, man.
Thank you. And Brian, I'm still waiting for you to introduce me to Louie, your friend Louie Trey. So anytime you want to do that, feel free.
As soon as I give you those other 26 hits.
26 okay, hits cool. And one never. Louis Trey. Sounds like a good deal. you know who else has good deals? It's not just you punching Pete. It's our guy, John Leahy. He's the best realtor in the DMV.
If you're buying a home, you need to start with my friend, John Leahy, with the John Leahy Group. Juliana and Frank were desperately searching for a home of their own. They wanted a completely renovated townhome in the Germantown and Gaithersburg area. They were living with their parents and driving all the way across the county for daycare. They had tried with three other agents for 8 months with no success. Their brother referred them to John and his team, who immediately went to work researching homes for them in those areas. They found three, and the last one was in Gaithersburg, was perfect and near their family. They closed on the home in 15 days after going on contract. Now Juliana and Frank are enjoying their place over there in Germantown. That's John Leahy of the John Leahy Group. John even guarantees three offers on your home within 72 hours. No open houses, repairs, or hassles. Just cash in your pocket. John offers flexible fees customized to your needs. And he knows that life happens. So if needed, he'll let you out through a contract anytime.
That's the thing with John Leahy, is it's a personal relationship. It's not just transactional like so many of these real estate things can become. And it's also really, really vital to point out that John has a database of 10,000 plus buyers actively looking for homes. You'll sell your house. You'll sell your house fast. You'll sell it for top dollar. Call John today, 301-651-4900. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or it's even easier. Just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the NFL, just did his rest of season NFL strength of schedule. You'll never guess who has the hardest schedule the rest of the way in.
The fact that you're talking about it is Washington.
I mean, I think that's kind of easy to guess, honestly, because you got Chiefs, Packers.
I think people thought that at the beginning of the season, too.
And now that Dallas is good, you got two against Dallas. I mean, the Giants have the 29th hardest schedule the rest of the way in. Where are the Eagles? The Eagles have the 14th.
And the Eagles are better than we thought they were going to be.
Yeah. And you know what? Hurts is better than we thought they were going to be. But the easiest remaining schedule in the NFC East belongs to the best team in the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go to the phones. My guy Rick in D.C. Rick, what's up, man? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
All right, how's it going, man?
Going well, man.
I'm still a Haneke fan. I think he's doing a great job. I mean, if you look at the quarterbacks around the league, they still struggling. Ben Roethlisberger, Big Ben throwing interceptions, and I think Haneke is coming along week by week. They just need to put players around him. And our defense, I can see us going to a 4-2-5 because they are burning us up with the passing game. We can have that safety to be a spy on the quarterback and also on the running back, but he need to drop back when it's a passing play. And they really gave up on, like the other caller, Tim said, Ryan Kerrigan and Anderson, who went to New York. We didn't need to draft a linebacker this year. We should have got a shutdown cornerback. If you look what Dallas is doing, they really know how to build a football team. They have the winning formula. I mean, they drafted cornerbacks who are really lighting it up in the league. So that's what we need to do next year. Not a quarterback, which everybody go crazy about drafting a quarterback in the first round and mortgaging your future to move up to get a quarterback. This team is not designed for a quarterback right now because we need to build around our quarterback before we go and get one. We need deep offensive line help, and we also need to continue to build. And I like McKissick to be our starting running back, and you can have Gibson coming in and spelling him because he's a good passer. I mean, he's a good receiver also. When McKissick comes in the game, the defense is already looking for him to be out in backfield catching the ball. So all that's right, why I would start McKissick.
Thank you, man.
Okay. All right, man.
Was his thing that you need cornerbacks and not quarterbacks?
I think.
Listen, Trayvon Diggs is playing well for them. He's a second-round pick. Yeah. I think it's his second season. But you still need quarterbacks. Trayvon Diggs didn't play that well for him last year, and Dak went down. And I think losing Dak was a much bigger deal. So.
Yep.
Cornerbacks would help. They haven't gotten great play out of Kendall Fuller or William Jackson yet. But I think if they had Dak, it would be pretty helpful.
Yeah.
But Dallas, for a long time, was smart building up their offensive line. That kind of – those guys started to get injured. But the Cowboys are a good team, man. We're going to talk about them
this year
in around the NFL in just a second. Let's go to our guy Floyd in Pennsylvania. Floyd, what's up, man?
Hey, Finley.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mitch.
What's up, man?
I got a question. I'm the coach, okay? And you want your best players on the field. Why don't you move Curl to the slot corner and move Everett or Reeves or a combination of them out to safety?
Now, Curl is not no slot corner. Curl is a safety. I think he's a better safety than the other guys that have been playing. They just got to play him more.
Okay, but he's better than Apke. He'll be there.
Well, Apke's not playing there yet. Thank you for the call, yeah. Floyd. Appreciate you. Sounds like Floyd's out of breath, doesn't it? Hope you're all right, buddy. The Apke conversation is a low-hanging fruit to kind of poke fun at, but you do wonder if Jimmy Moreland would help them. I think we are remembering Jimmy Moreland perhaps a little more fondly than is accurate. He wasn't necessarily a difference maker, but he also wasn't like if you consider Moreland as a WAR player, like what are his wins above replacement? I don't think he would have a significant negative grade. I don't think he'd have a significant positive grade.
He played on defense. He didn't just play special teams.
The plan wasn't, oh, we know we can't play him on defense. He's just here for special teams. Yeah, like you could play that guy on specialty on defense. He could get defensive snaps for you. As of now, Apke's not playing. That could obviously change, and it could change in a hurry. Here's what else could change in a hurry. It's time for us to check in around the NFL. I want to talk about this Ravens-Broncos pillow fight, and I want to check in with the rest of the NFC East as well as the rest of the league. We're going around the NFL next on B. Mitch and Finley.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.